area behind me. And the last time I was up here was with Tommy, coincidentally. Anyway, very, very quick thoughts. Yeah, that's Syria behind me. Israel is that way. And the whole of this area is, of course, now Israel and recognized as such by the President of the United States of America. Thank you, Trump. Kfar Trump is somewhere down there. Okay, so there's been this all this crappy nastiness about... it all stems from something Shazia Hobbs wrote, which got published briefly on TR.News. The piece itself is not very the video that the TR.News people put out, I had no input in. Okay, that's the video about Mark Collette and his background. Now, I've had chats with Mark Collette. One YouTube stream that I shouldn't have done, but I was pulled into it by someone else who said, come on this stream. Okay, I did it. I know who he is and I know his background. And I'm very glad that the TR.News people are highlighting it, because he is what we are never going to be. And when I say we, I mean people who actually care about Britain recovering from over Islamic immigration, too much Islamic immigration, and a lot. And that's Tommy. And Tommy, all the time he's been doing this other, his work, he's been supported by all sorts of people, and all sorts of people have tried to jump in on whatever he's done. And all the way through that time, the one thing that the EDL, that made the EDL different and made me interested in the EDL, was that they were the antithesis of the BNP at that stage and the antithesis of Nazi movements. And they were the antithesis of everything that Mark Collette represents. That's what attracted me to learn more about the EDL, and that's how I got interested and involved with Tommy. And over the years, those of us who stuck around Tommy, he has come to rely on us, or at least accept our counsel sometimes and accept our help. And that's people like Ezra Levant and Avi Yemini, who've both come in relatively recently compared to me. But the fact that they're Jews doesn't matter to Tommy. And it doesn't matter to me, because I know that we're not busily trying to take over the world. Mark Collette thinks we are, and that it's like a binary thing. If you read any work, any modern work derived from the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and you think that's real, there's no room for you in trying to save your own nation. Because what you will do is you will end up going down a black hole, where you blame Jews for all your problems. You blame Jews for 60 years of mass immigration to the UK, when really, your own damn governments, who are largely not Jewish, you will come up with... Now, do I think that there's a European globalist cabal and a movement to flood Europe with immigrants, and unfortunately they chose Islamic countries to bring them from? Yeah, I actually do. Is it Jewish? Not overly. I don't think it's got more Jews or less Jews than it should have. Jews are represented in almost every political movement. They're represented on the left, and like me, they're also represented on the right. And the problem is when you try and come to the conclusion that all Jews are this big monolithic group. And that's exactly what Mark Collette does. That's exactly like what his acolytes do. They are always saying, the Jews do this, the Jews do that. They'll latch onto totally minority events like this obsession. And this I noticed, you know, before TR.News started up and before I realised that Shazia Hobbs was involved in it, I'd had one sort of interaction with her, which was on Simon Harris's stream, and it got on to circumcision. And I don't understand the hang-up. You know, most Jewish men are circumcised. We seem to exist in the world and thrive and achieve tons of stuff despite our circumcisions. I think there are a tiny minority of men, Jewish men and others, who have been circumcised who hate this, but I think they've got other issues going on with their lives too. There's a tiny, within circumcision, there's a tiny minority practice. When you circumcise under Jewish law, there's a line in one of the scriptures that indicates that you should suck the blood away for cleanliness. Now, today, that is almost never done directly. So you use a straw, and in fact, when I've seen them done, I hate talking about this crap, it's bullshit. When I've seen them done, it's with a little straw, and it's just waved in the general direction. The particular thing that that these people like Shazia and Mark Collette and Simon Harris go crazy about to do with circumcision is a minority practice performed within a minority of Jews who are a massive minority in the world. It's bugger all. And what's more is they're not trying to tell you to do that to your children. So just don't do it. Just ignore us. Ignore them. They're not proselytizing you. They're not trying to make you into a Jew. They're not trying to make you eat kosher food. They're not trying to do any of these things. Now, in order to say that you found a conspiracy that Jews are running the world, you nearly always have to go to a book. Like the modern version is called Culture of Critique. I don't want to bore you with it, but it's based on the protocols of the Elders of Zion. It's just trying to find modern sort of pseudo-scientific bullshit to dress up a forgery that is the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. That was a forgery talking about, I don't know, Napoleon III or one of the kings of France. And then that text was changed to be against the Jews. That was adopted by the Tsars. That was put out as this thing called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. For 15, 20 years, it was sort of growing and being believed. Even Winston Churchill, there's evidence that he believed it. But then in, I think, 1920-something, it was widely and conclusively debunked. Hoax, fake news, but its legacy moved on into Mein Kampf, and that's the foundation of the worldview of people like Mark Collette. Now, I'm sorry, Shazia, if you adopt that thinking, and then you, even if it is just two phrases, and we told you, and I believe it wasn't me, but the editor of TR.News told you what was problematic with your first piece and why it was taken down. What you chose to do was to publish it elsewhere. By doing that, what you do is you indicate that A, you're not listening, B, you're just going to publish anyway. And so as soon as your piece was then taken on by and achieves a new life with guys like Mark Collette and Nick Griffin liking you and all of this other stuff, as soon as that happens, TR.News has to cut all connection with you because you have joined the ranks of people Tommy abhors, I abhor, and not just Jews abhor, the racist British National Party. We don't go for that. Anyway, as soon as you don't take down those pieces and say, hey, I need to learn more about what, it's your freedom of speech. You can have freedom of speech, but you can't have it on Tommy's outlet, which is TR.News. TR.News is not a platform like Facebook. It is not a right of anybody to just open an account and publish there. So there's no free speech issue. You can't publish that stuff on TR.News because TR.News will not be responsible for it. And that is why they took her off. I didn't know, in fact, that her old articles were being deleted. I had no idea until it was done. I didn't even know about it until people start showing me her tweets or her gabs about it. That's it. And if you think Tommy, that's the other thing, is okay, Tommy is not to be pushed around. I can't push him around. Avi can't push him around. Ezra can't push him around. The reason he didn't stay working for Rebel was because Tommy cannot be led by a boss. It just doesn't work. He's a stronger personality than any of the people around him. I can assure you that. If you think he's a Zionist shill, you have no idea. And if you think I am an all-powerful Mossad agent and his controller and handler, I'd have damn well sprung him out of Belmarsh by now. Okay, I am up on the Golan Heights. I'm going to flip the camera around. I'm going to show you Syria, and then I'm going to terminate this broadcast and get back to my family. That is looking off towards Syria. And we've unfortunately got an infestation of windmills somewhere over there. there. And I can't remember, that's mountains in Syria. Behind us is this great military fortification, now unused, but I'm gonna just climb up here. This will probably be hard to hear because when you turn the camera around, it fucks with the audio. Look at this. Over there is into Lebanon, and Israel's kind of back that way. And these are the old fortifications where we used to look out and defend ourselves in case the Syrians came rolling over.